The Gemara Masechta Chayrus Daf Yud Beis on the Beis, going into Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses the proper time for a pidyon haben. The proper time for a pidyon haben, we know, is after 30 days, as the Torah says, Upeduyav b'ben chaydev tishta. And the halacha is, as the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, as the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya paskins, Simen Shin Hei Sifir Aleph, that the Chi of a pidyon begins by Shloshim, by Yoyim Shloshim. Maimus Ayishchai b'pidyon, Mishirishim Shloshim Yoyim, Shnei Peduyov, b'ben Chodesh Tifta. If, for whatever reason, the pidyon haben did not take place on Yom Shloshim, so the Shulchan Aruch is very clear in teaching us that it should be done immediately afterwards. But now, there's a very fundamental question. The fundamental question is, how do we understand that halacha? Is the halacha that every day after the child is 30 days old, there's a mitzvah to do the pidyon haben? Or, is the way to understand, you should do it on that day. If you don't do it on that day, you should do it at the earliest opportunity. As we always know, there's a rule of Zrizim Magdimel Mitzvahs. But it's not that there's a chiv to do it on the first day that you can. The Chinuch's opinion in Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Beis is that there is no fixed time for doing this mitzvah. At any point after day 30, you could do it, but he quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs, and you should do the mitzvah at the earliest time possible. And he says, if you do so, V'cheifetz Hashem B'yodei Yitzliach. So is the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin says that Pidyon HaBen, he has a very nice way of looking at it. He says, Pidyon HaBen is like Matnas Kahuna, which we discussed at length in Masechta Chulin. And just like by Matnas Kahuna, there is no specific time by when it must be accomplished, so too is the halacha regarding a pidyon haben. Not like by Kotshim, where there's an issur about ta'acher, but a pidyon haben, there is no issue about ta'acher. But he also says, of course, we should always do the mitzvah at the earliest time possible. So too does the Marit al-Ghazi say that by Mila, there's a mitzvah to do the bris Mila on the eighth day. And any delay in doing the Mila, you, every day that you delay doing the Mila, you're over a mitzvah saseh. That is not the halacha by Pidyon HaBen. Similarly, the Rosh says that Pidyon HaBen is not that there's an obligation to do it immediately. He just says, we know the Pasuk says, Shemartem es ha-matzois, and the Gemara says, Al tikri es ha-matzois, el es ha-mitzvois, mitzvah habab liyotcha al tach mitzeno. And that's why the Urayim says that if there's a question, when is the proper time to do the pidyon haben, he says to do the pidyon haben the later time, because there's nothing to lose by doing it later, and there is something to lose by perhaps doing it earlier. The Marie Bruna quotes the Marash Minoistat that disagrees, that he says that do the pidyon haben, there's an obligation to do the pidyon haben, and that obligation comes immediately. And therefore, at the first opportunity to do the pidyon haben, do it. This question has a number of ramifications. Halacha lemaisa in Hilchos pidyon haben. But actually, before we quote some of the ramifications, actually, this machloikis is really a machloikis that we find that the Magen Avraham in two places says that we see that this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. One place that the Magen Avraham says, in Simen Resh Mem Tes, Sif Katan Hay, the Magen Avraham says that if, for whatever reason, a Pidyon HaBen was not done on the time that it was supposed to do, and now it's Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, we know that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Resh Mem Tes discusses that one should not do on Erev Shabbos, have Sudas on Erev Shabbos that you're not obligated to have. Says the Magen Avraham, if you delayed for whatever reason the Pidyon HaBen, and now it's Erev Shabbos after, it's Erev Shabbos, and now you decide that you want to make the Pidyon HaBen, don't make the delayed Pidyon HaBen on Erev Shabbos. Obviously, the opinion of the Magen Avraham is that there is, it's not like a bris, where you have to make the bris at the earliest time possible, and all the other considerations we always discuss aren't relevant. Here, the Pidyon HaBen could be delayed, and therefore the Magen Avraham is telling us, don't make the Pidyon HaBen on Erev Shabbos, wait till after Shabbos to make the Pidyon HaBen. Interesting to point out that the Chaya Odom in Nishmas Odom, Hilcha Shabbos, Klal Aleph, Simon Aleph, disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he says that a Pidyon HaBen, there's an obligation every moment to do the Pidyon HaBen, and if you didn't do the Pidyon HaBen till now, even though it's Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos we don't make Sudas, still he says, make your Pidyon HaBen. The same opinion of the Magen Avraham is in Hilchas Tainus, Simen Or Chaim Simen Tuf Kof Samaches, Sif Yud. We're going to discuss in a moment the Mitzvah Shem, what happens if day 31 falls on Shabbos. When do you make the Pidyon HaBen? But everybody agrees that either you make the Pidyon HaBen on Matzah or Shabbos, or make the Pidyon HaBen on Sunday. That everybody agrees. The only question is, do you make it Matzah Shabbos or Sunday, as we will discuss. The Magen Avraham says, what happens if the day 31 was on Shabbos? So you can't make it on Shabbos. And he obviously is of the opinion that you're supposed to make the Pidyon HaBen on Sunday. And Sunday is a fast day. What should you do? Says the Magen Avraham, you're not making the Pidyon HaBen on the right day anyway, because the right day was Shabbos. So he says, no problem. Push off the Pidyon HaBen until Monday. Obviously, again, the Magen Avraham is l'shitasoi, because the Magen Avraham's opinion is that a Pidyon HaBen, there isn't the same as a bris, that every day that the child would be over mitzvah to say when we don't make the bris. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, make the Pidyon HaBen. If you couldn't make it on Shabbos and you can't make it on Sunday, make it on Monday. Which actually, this question that we are now discussing, is there an obligation to make the Pidyon HaBen? Is there an obligation to make the Pidyon HaBen immediately or not? Comes up whenever there's a Pidyon HaBen that has to come out on Shabbos. Shabbos, for sure, we know the halacha is you can't make a Pidyon HaBen, because the halacha is the mekach u'memkar is osur on Shabbos. But the question is, so the Pidyon HaBen cannot be done on Shabbos. When should you make the Pidyon HaBen? Should you make the Pidyon HaBen on Matzah Shabbos, or should you make the Pidyon HaBen on Sunday? The Shach in Yerideya, Simen Shin Hei, Sif Katan Yud Beis, says that we don't make a Pidyon HaBen at night, even though technically there's no reason why a Pidyon HaBen cannot be made at night. But he says the minig is not to make a Pidyon HaBen at night, and there are a number of reasons given for this. Because the halacha is the opinion of Ben can't just be done on day 30. It has to be 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. Even though it's already the night of the 31st. Like that, if you wait for the day, we'll know that amount of time passed. There's also an issue of persumenisa, the persumim. We want everybody to know that this child had a pigeon. So now the question is, Shabbos was the day to do the pigeon. We couldn't do it, as we just said, on Shabbos. When should you do it? The Magen Avraham, again, Lishitasoi, in Simen Shin Lametes Siv Katan Ches, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in Simen Shin Lametes Siv Vav, the Masham, in Chelik Beis Simen Mem Gimel, all of the opinion that you should wait till Sunday. Why? Because the Magen Avraham again is Lishitasoi. The Magen Avraham's opinion is there's nothing wrong with making the pigeon a bend. It's not like a bris. The question really is a much more fundamental question. Because the question is, what will be regarding making a pigeon a bend on Shabbos, as we will discuss in Mitzvah Shemitah next year?